near to remember your visit and support the center. 3. Stroll through the park. At the edge of Ciutat Vella lies a vast green space known as Parc de la Ciutadella. Although there are many attractions here, a zoo, museums, the Catalan Parliament building, etc., I recommend a leisurely stroll through the park beginning at the entrance off of Carrer Princesa. As you walk through the gates, you'll pass a large castle-like building on the left, the Castel dels Tres Dragons, Castle of the Three Dragons, which is an example of early modernism, which housed the Zoological Museum. A few more steps and you come to a wide gravel path. Look left and you'll see the Arc de Triomphe. Continue on to one of the smaller dirt paths and you'll come to an opening where you'll find a beautiful monumental waterfall. Stop here for a photo or sit at the outdoor cafe to take in the sight for just a little while longer. As you leave the waterfall, take a right and you'll pass by a large stone sculpture of mammoth. Continue on and you'll see a lake to your right. As you circle the lake, you'll find an area of rowboats for hourly rent. Next, you might want to find a grassy spot to sit and enjoy the warm sunshine. Don't forget to pack a snack and beverage. This is the perfect place to picnic. 4. Barcelona by foot. If you're already an avid walker and outdoors person, you will be pleased to find that Barcelona is very doable by foot. While Barcelona boasts one of the best metro systems in Europe, it isn't always necessary to take transportation. If you're willing to plan a little extra time to get to your destination, your travel on foot will certainly help you see more of the city. If you're not in a hurry, pop into an interesting-looking cafe or bar on the way. 5. Vermouth like a local. Traditionally, on Sundays, Catalans gather with friends and or family before lunch to have a vermouth. Vermouth. This sweet, wine-like beverage can be served with or without ice and often accompanied by a squirt of seltzer water, an olive, and possibly an orange rind. Many bodegas and bars in Barcelona serve their very own homemade version of this drink. If you are in Barcelona on a Sunday, don't miss out on this cultural tradition. Historically, after Mass and before lunch, between the hours of about 12 to 2, you would see local Catalans having a vermouth and a snack to prepare their stomachs for their big lunch. 6. Go touch the old Roman wall. In Ciutat Vella, the old city, just across Via Laietana from El Born, you will find the Gothic Quarter. The Gothic Quarter houses the oldest parts of the city of Barcelona, including the old Roman wall that encircled the entire old city and part of the original aqueduct. If you walk around the areas of the wall into the Barcelona Cathedral Plaza, you will find signage that dates the wall back to the 4th century. In this plaza, you'll also find a bronze monument that reads Barcino, which is the name of the original city. Take a picture next to the Barcino sign and touch the old wall where it connects to the bridge, the entrance to the old city. 7. Eat tapas. You can find tapas in just about every restaurant in Barcelona. A word of advice. Don't eat at places where there are pictures of the food on the outside of the restaurant. These are almost always tourist traps and can be disappointing. There are amazing restaurants in Barcelona and really terrible ones. If you're looking for authentic tapas, I suggest heading into Barceloneta. Barceloneta is the third neighborhood in Ciutat Vella, El Born and the Gothic Quarter being the first two I mentioned. Barceloneta is the old fishing village and is located right next to the sea. Some of the best authentic tapas restaurants are here. My two favorites are